Shark Trapper is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to www.audibletrial.com/shark to get your free audiobook download and your 30-day free trial. Audible has over 180,000 titles for you to choose from for your Android, your iPod, Kindle, and or MP3 player.
No.
Kyle, that was a joke. Fuck you, I can't see your facial cue. Could not care less.
Oh, but you could. So you could not care less, which means you couldn't care less. I could care less, though. I think I could care a little bit less than that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to try.
if it were Superman versus The Flash, I'd care less.
When I see people correct me on couldn't care less, I think that's bullshit, because I probably could care a little bit less, but
I think you could care less about anything, really.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, say something that's, like, bad.
Late.
All right, I could care less about AIDS.
Okay. So you said AIDS, I said Lent. That's on the same level.
I could care a little bit less about AIDS.
Oh, I gave up AIDS for Lent. So.
I could care. That's what you gave up?
Yep.
Damn.
No, it's true. Okay. Like, I care about AIDS right now, but like I could probably care a little bit less.
How much would you say you care about AIDS?
On a scale from 1 to 10?
On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, but 5 being the lowest.
I'd say about like a 6.3.
Lower than the lowest. That's where you couldn't care less.
Oh, okay.
Ah, there you go. That's the couldn't care less scale.
Yeah, you could care less at 5.
Okay.
I care about AIDS. Okay, you know what? I'm going to change that to like a 3.
Okay. I'm not even sure how to judge that.
And I rate AIDS a 2 on immersion.
And a 5 on scariness.
A 5 on scariness.
This isn't my show.
No, yeah. Actually, like a 10.
Guys, it's a 10 on scariness.
Guys, I must have came on the wrong night. Sorry.
Yeah. Welcome to Horror Play, guys.
You came on AIDS night.
AIDS night.
Part 2.
You never want to come on AIDS night.
You never want to come on AIDS night.
No.
That's how AIDS gets transferred. Yeah. Well, even then.
I mean, there's a warning. It's called AIDS night, people.
Yeah. That's what she... What?
Why did you do this on AIDS night?
I told you
beforehand.
Like, why are you showing up to AIDS night? Like, you shouldn't even show up. If there was, like, an AIDS night, some girl was like, hey, come with me to AIDS night.
Well, then you know she's already positive.
No.
About it happening? Look, there'll definitely be an AIDS night tonight.
I guarantee you if there was AIDS night at a bar and everybody gets a free shirt and a free beer, there'd be so many people there.
Oh, yeah. And there'd be so many people contracting AIDS that night.
I'd go, but I'd be, like, super careful. I'd be like, don't touch me.
Can you put a condom on, like, that beer, please?
Don't touch me.
I'm just here for the beer and the shirt.
It's MC Hammer is, like, the main song for AIDS night. Can't touch this.
Let me kick this off real quick. Let me kick this off on a high note.
Okay.
Okay, she's the hottest girl you've ever seen.
Still not having sex with her if she has AIDS.
But she has AIDS. Okay,
nope.
Listen to me. Listen to me. She's the hottest girl you've ever seen, but she has AIDS. Or... she's the love of your life, and she has terminal cancer. Which one?
Terminal cancer.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not going to get terminal cancer for having sex.
Yeah, I can't contract it like that.
Is it going to come through my dick and, like, infect me? No? Okay, I'll fucking know.
Unless she had, like, a radioactive vagina. There's
not
no way
mention,
I'm going
to
get... Rest in peace, love of my life.
Yes. Not to mention you have wig jokes to look forward to.
Think about it. In both cases, they're going to die. Why do you need to go too?
Yeah, that's true.
AIDS is like a terminal thing. It's like now
it's a terminal thing. Oh, it's not a terminal thing.
Oh, right. No, I'm still going cancer.
No, it's not a terminal thing.
It's not a terminal thing.
It's not about the time. It's how precious it is.
Sure.
Right. I'd rather be with the love of my life for a brief amount of time
and then get a free pass
than with
into
a
the
hot
real
girl
world.
And then contract like some disease.
Yeah, because
that
you know what? You
could
always go back to the hot world, the hot girl after.
Yeah, you could always right after your cancer patient.
Your cancerous loved one would be dead by the time
the hot girl of AIDS.
They cured AIDS. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. What's up?
Let's get this party started.
How many, like, once they cure AIDS, right? Like, how many of those girls are going to get that text? Like after they cure AIDS, are going to get the text like, hey, what's up?
That's true, yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you up to?
You getting that AIDS vaccine?
How you doing?
I'll pay for it. You know, yeah. You want to fucking fuck around a little bit.
All right. What's the first thing you do when you find out you have AIDS?
Cry.
yeah. Okay.
Honestly,
that's an acceptable answer.
I'd probably just jerk off.
Really? Why? Try to get it out of your system?
Feverishly.
Yeah. Get out of there.
I got to catch
it. Get out, AIDS.
I'll find a cure myself.
I hear if you jerk off 5 times in a row, you can get the AIDS out.
Uh-huh. That's where
really?
You'll go blind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you shoot it in your eyes, you get the AIDS in your eyes and you go blind.
Would you hear that from Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and the guy down the street. They both told me.
I mean, John is not far from the truth. Let's be honest. I mean, after most huge news, I just jerk off.
It's just like,
wait, what other huge news do you jerk off after?
We're having a baby.
I want to have a baby.
I should have did this in the first place.
I want to have a hand baby.
I want to have a baby. You come in your hand. So when you found out that Hillary won the primaries in Florida, you just masturbated?
I'm furious.
That's good.
Wait, did she win the primary?
I don't know. I saw a post about it, like her winning the primary.
She totally won.
She definitely. I think she was like definitely leading. So.
Oh yeah, it was like 46-33% the last time I saw it.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, we all live in Florida.
But she didn't win by a landslide.
That's about as landslide as it gets these days.
I guess. By the way, I'm Robert.
Oh, I'm Kyle.
I'm John.
I'm Nick.
Welcome, Nick. Welcome back.
Oh yes.
6 minutes in.
Yeah.
Everybody's already confused.
Okay, back to the voting thing. What? So Hillary won primary. Trump probably won Republican, right?
I think, it's going to be Clinton and Trump, which is fucking the craziest thing I could have ever imagined.
It's so bad, man. What if Trump actually gets elected? That's like nuts.
You can get to call out all your friends who say they're going to move to Canada.
That's true.
Well, I mean, honestly, though, it wouldn't be really that bad.
I don't think it's going to change that much, but there are going to be some things that are just like, I think, annoying.
You're going to see him straighten the fuck up, though.
No, like, it'll be...
If he gets into office, he's going to be like... that. He's going to be a different guy once he becomes president.
Okay,
well,
but
yeah, because you know, the Congress, Republican and Democrat, aren't going to work with him.
Right, because he's not really... Like, he's affiliated with the Republicans, and, like, he's running as a Republican, but he's not really... Like, that's why Fox News hates him, because he's not really, like, a true Republican.
No.
Right.
So it's like... Even Republicans don't really like him.
He's not really anything. He's like a wild card. He's
a brand name
changing.
This is my theory. Donald Trump doesn't really care if he wins or loses the election. He's using the election as a platform to just advertise his brand.
Right.
I think he's already won. Basically, I can't think of a better way to drum up, you know, attention and publicity than by running for president. You know, I think if he does win, like, he'll definitely, you know, go with it. You know, like,
he'll go with it. I'll go with the presidency.
Yeah, but like, if he loses, he's not going to cry about it.
No, because he's gotten everything out of it he wanted.
Yeah, I do think though that if he does get in the office, he will build that wall just to make things seem legitimate. But I feel like half the things that he's saying right now, like he doesn't actually believe any of that. You know, I just
He already contradicts himself a bunch.
I think he's trying to pander to a certain.
Yeah,
the population.
The fucking dumbass population that votes for him.
No. This is what it is. Trump is a salesman, and some of the most gullible people that I know are the ones supporting Trump because they're the ones buying into the sales pitch. Like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, the fucking wall. We're gonna make America
great again.
That's the dumbest thing too. Like, the make America great. It's like I don't really understand
wall.
That. Yeah. What like how are we making America great again? Like. Building
America's
a wall.
America's already great, you dummies.
Yeah, like, I mean, I understand there's problems in America, but, like, the whole make America great thing just doesn't really make sense to me fully. Like, I understand, like, the healthcare system doesn't really work that well, but it's also a step up from what we didn't have before. And, like, the gun rights thing and, like, all the other, like, major issues in America and stuff like that, like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's because of all the progressive ideas and stuff. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, to me, the whole make America great. I think it is like kind of like going that direction, like being more progressive and being actually like it just making sense. Like, you know, gay people have rights now. Like, that's good.
You know,
that's what they should have.
There's a part of me that hopes Trump does get in the office just because I want to see like him just like turn around and like just like institute like a bunch of progressive and like liberal policies.
Yeah.
Just because like I think it wasn't until recently that he was basically a Democrat. Basically.
He was. So, that's why his views contradict. Like he contradicts all the time.
Yeah. He supported Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. There's pictures of him like with Hillary Clinton smiling and stuff. And then I don't know. Like that whole thing, it just doesn't make sense. Like that's politics for you. Like that's what I hate about politics. And that's why I don't really follow it too often. But that's why I liked Bernie Sanders, and that's why I voted for Bernie Sanders, is because like he's been saying the same stuff since the 60s and 70s that he's still saying now. He hasn't changed his views really.
Yeah.
You don't, no, but even if you change your views, like if you guys remember back when George Bush was running against John Kerry, a lot of people were dumping on John Kerry because he was a flip-flopper. But that's not necessarily a bad
it's
thing.
Not, it's not.
It just means that you're learning new things and you change your opinions based on that. And that's a good thing. I mean, a lot of people do that. I do that all the time.
You're open to change.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I'm fine with that. It's the people that like flip-flop back and forth and then, like John said, pander to certain audiences. Which, like, you know, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger did that when he was running for president.
Bing, bing, bing.
What's Mick Jagger's stance on gay marriage? He's for it.
He's for it.
Yeah, he loves that shit. Yeah. Did you see that
no
fucking Disney
Burden.
Street video with David Bowie?
Yeah, no Beast of Burden.
He loves it.
Yeah, he's good with it.
But no, Mitt Romney did the same thing. Like, he was pandering towards, like, certain groups, whoever he was talking to and stuff. Like, but that's why I liked Bernie Sanders, is because he didn't really do that. Like, every speech I saw was, like,
did you guys see that little, that viral photo? I guess, like, earlier in the week, Hillary Clinton said, like, I don't know where Bernie Sanders was when I was fighting for healthcare. And then, like, Bernie Sanders' campaign manager, or somebody from Bernie Sanders' campaign, tweeted out a picture of, like, him standing behind Hillary as she was giving the speech back in the day about healthcare. And he captioned it right behind her.
I think ultimately, whatever, I mean, people might call me crazy. I think ultimately, if whoever, Hillary or Trump, whichever happens, I think we'll be okay. I don't think we're going to fall into the Third Reich or anything like that.
No.
Like, there's checks and balances. If Trump gets elected, he's going to do a lot of that crazy shit, I'm sure, or he's going to try to.
Yeah,
and then it's just going to get vetoed out.
I think at the end of the day, it's going to be tough for him to push a lot of that through. And then, you know, there, like I said, there's checks and balances for each president. And I don't know.
Tell that to Obama.
I think what's important, though, the important thing is like, okay, if Hillary wins, then that's a problem because suddenly you have, we're going to have, what, 12 years a Democrat. 12 years a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be that balance there. It's supposed to be Democrat, Republican. We're not always supposed to win. The Democrats aren't always supposed to win. There's got to be a Republican in there. Somebody's got to change things.
Yeah, it's a pretty weak field, this election cycle.
It was. I mean,
as far as Republicans go.
None of the Republicans.
I mean, Marco Rubio was supposed to be the golden boy of the Republican Party, but he's shown to be not ready to run for president.
Right.
I think
crazy.
Ted Cruz is nuts.
Yeah. Rubio is the strongest of them all. I think I would totally vote for Rubio. If like he was running and it was him versus Clinton, I'd vote Rubio.
Should have waited till the next election cycle.
Yeah. Well, he's got another shot.
That's the thing about Bernie Sanders' campaign. He doesn't.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No. He totally does.
He does, but he's so old. kind of sucks.
If the group that's of not voting for him because of how old he is now, that group is only going to grow in 4 years when he's 4 years older.
Well, I don't think that those are the people. Like, the people not voting for Bernie Sanders are the people who are scared of the word socialism.
And
stuff. Yeah.
Jew. He's right. Nick's right.
No, I know. That's the thing. It's like those kind of things. It's like, again, it's the Republicans. It's the middle of the country. It's like they're scared of like those progressive ideas and like the whole make America great thing again. Like that's what they are hoping for. And I think they're just scared of the word socialism. And because it's scary. Like you're just used to capitalism. You're just used to a certain way of life. And that just scares people, which he even explained. Like, it's not what you think. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me sometimes, like the way.
No,
that's politics for you, man.
Yeah,
they intentionally word things to be, was that contradictory?
Yeah, but
it's like I will not vote for how many of these are you gonna put in?
Well, I mean, the whole thing about politics is, like, voting for the lesser evil. Like, that's what everybody always says. And, like, that's kind of shitty. But, like, okay, we were talking
about
the...
True.
It is true. But I honestly, like, this is the one time, like, I voted for Obama, like, last election or whatever. And
I voted... Yeah, I'll say I voted for him the last two elections.
Right, I voted for him, but...
I voted for him once.
I didn't think he was, like, the lesser two evils. I didn't think he was, like, the perfect candidate. But I was like, eh, I'll vote for him. And...
Yeah, he's what most... He aligns with my viewpoints the most. That's who I'm going with.
I think right. It's funny that African Americans the safe vote.
I mean, it was for me. There's no way. There's
black.
No way I'm gonna
well,
vote.
Whatever.
I couldn't go Republican. Mm-hmm. Like I watched those. Yeah. You watch like the GOP debate, and it's just like it's a
Robert. As many
show.
People
it's
out there oh my that, God, that now, share that sentiment,
yeah.
are the same way with Republican views. They're like,
oh,
I don't
sure.
know, but I can't vote Democrat.
No, I'm sure. But now, that's the thing is, like, I don't even necessarily vote Democrat. I don't like Hillary Clinton that much.
No.
But
see,
I like
this
Bernie.
Is what I'm saying. If it was Clinton versus Romney, I'd probably be like, I might go Romney. Like,
right.
Like, I don't want another fucking Clinton in there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Clinton will get the female vote. Like, that sounds
she
super
will.
Sexist, but...
No, but I think Obama got the black vote.
She yeah. About to say she will get the female vote just as much as Obama got the black vote. Like how
yeah.
many of your black friends did you ask you voted for Obama? Why? Because he's black.
Right. There's no. Well, they're not gonna. That's the thing. Is like, but who cares? Like that's you know everybody tries to market themselves towards some. Well,
of course,
area.
You're identifiable by your market.
I mean, Bernie Sanders I think has the younger vote. Like he definitely has the younger vote because I think the younger generation is more progressive than the older generation.
Very much so.
So that's what he was marketing towards. He was trying to go towards those people. And, like, that's why I hated when, like, everybody was like, oh, this younger generation, all they want is free stuff. And that's not the case.
No,
they just want fairness.
We're expecting what our parents were given after it was taken away from us in our very young ages. All we do is want all we want is the same values that our parents were afforded.
Well, I think the biggest
minus
problem...
Minus the gas crisis.
Well, I think the big...
Is,
yeah,
go ahead.
No,
Robert,
go
Kyle.
Ahead.
Go ahead, John.
The thing is like our generation, more than any other generation, is just held down by crushing fucking debt. And we were sold this bill of goods that like, oh, we all have an equal fucking opportunity. We can all be whatever the fuck we want to be. We can all go to college and go on to do great things. Doesn't matter where, you know, your income level, the color of your skin, your gender, your creed, wherever you come from, it doesn't matter. You're in America, you can do any fucking thing you want. So we were sold that bill of goods, and then we go to high school, and then we go to college, and then we take out these student loans. Ah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about these fucking student loans. Just take them out, and you know, whatever. You can pay them back whenever you want to. And then suddenly we have a whole generation of kids that's like under this crushing fucking debt that like they can't escape.
Yeah.
And
because we were told
they want everything for free.
Yeah, because
fuck you.
Yeah.
We were promised a carrot.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is like. That's what, like, frustrates me so much is, like, that whole debt thing. And, like, it's not only that. It's, like, okay, sure. But, like, everybody has, like, that ability to go to school and get a good education and stuff like that. But I think if you're raised in the projects compared to being raised as a high middle class or something like that, like, you can't compare those two. Like, some people just have a harder life to get through than you do. So, like, I hate when people say, like, everybody has that ability. I had the
hard.
Same ability to get through college and stuff. Screw you. Your dad's rich. Your mom's rich. You're rich. You get to go to a good fancy school. That's why you have a good education. You had good parenting. You didn't have divorced parents. Like, not everybody has that lifestyle. So
no.
To say that that's how it is for everybody, you can't compare your life to everybody else's life.
That's a very broad generalization.
Which is like, and it's unfair because like not everybody has the money to go to school. And not everybody has like the parents that are going to help them through school or the parents that are going to drive them to school. Like, so to say that everybody has that equal opportunity is wrong. It's a wrong statement.
Right, but see, let me be the devil's advocate. They think that okay, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, everybody has an equal opportunity, and that's true to an extent. But when you think about okay, this person was raised in this type of environment where his father is gone, or he or she's father is gone, and you know his circle of friends. Same thing happened to them. They don't, you know, they don't know their fathers. They don't know their mothers.
Yeah.
And they kind of go through school with this sort of lackadaisical attitude, and it, you know, it compounds from there. Like, look at all of us. All of us came from a similar background. We all had parents that probably worked and cared about us and supported us and stayed together. And we had a steady household with parents with steady incomes, and we went to, you know, public school, that sort of shit.
But that's the thing is, but I think we're open-minded to know that not everybody had those same.
Right.
Like, they didn't have the same kind of lifestyle we did.
They didn't have the same upbringing.
Right. Like, I know that, like, even though my parents got divorced, like, I still know that, like, both of them cared for me. Neither of them were, like, drug addicts or, like, you know, subjected themselves to alcohol or anything like that. Like, they actually cared for me. They brought me to school. They drove me to school. They helped me with my homework when I was little. Like, not everybody has that life. Like, not everybody
can do that stuff.
Yeah, not
everybody has that support system.
Like, there's a lot of people. Like, I've heard so many stories of just young kids having to raise their younger siblings because their parents were either in jail or their parents were,
out
you know, not,
or,
yeah, not yeah. taking care of them or whatever it was, right. or their parents died or whatever. You can't say that they have the same abilities to reach the same goals you do. Like you said, like, yeah, technically, I guess they do. Like, they could push themselves harder and stuff like that and really try and get
But they
late
weren't
nights.
Made to understand that.
Right, but not everybody. That's what I'm saying. It's like, everybody's different, and I hate the whole, like, it's like, it's same with, like, the standardized testing. It's like, let's just judge everybody by one test. It's like, you can't
No, because then you have a group of people that are good at passing a test, not real-life scenarios. They're good at scoring well on tests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a generation of people who know how multiple choice answers, and then we're given
real-world
problems.
The problem with the education system is that you're trying to force people to conform to a certain set of standards when you should really be trying to figure out what, you know, everybody's good at. Like, find what areas, you know, different people excel at.
Yeah, know? And that's the thing. And then, like, to put them in debt, it's like, you know, you always hear that, like, the joke, like, you know, I have to work part-time and go to school, and that's hard to do that. And then, like, once I get out of school, like, I have to work full-time to pay off my school. And it's just like that never-ending cycle. And, like, people are still paying
up
debt.
You have to take out credit cards
in
order to pay
your debt.
Yeah, you take out
credit card. Yeah.
So that's just big people debt.
John raises an interesting point, though, because, like, I listened to a podcast this week where, like, pretty much, like, in regards to professional athletes, pretty much they know by the time you're in middle school, they know you're going to be a pro athlete. Like, the way that you move your body, the you know, how flexible you are, everything, you look like an athlete. Let's scout this kid. He's going to go to the NFL. He's going to get to a big college, and he's going to be a great athlete one day. But there's none of that in place for, academics. There's none of that in place for trades, for skills. Like, nobody knows. Like, maybe the kid's got a good way of understanding computer programming, or maybe he understands electrical engineering, something like that. There's nothing like that in place. And what John said is true. Like, none of that's catered to. It's always like, okay, you need to fit into this fucking mold, or you're an idiot and you don't belong in school.
Yeah, go be a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor.
Which is, like, I think to me is, like, one of the worst things, because whenever you look at history, a lot of times it's like when you study culture, it's like the art in that culture. It's like you're studying, like, the books that were
written.
That's
their lasting impression.
You're looking at the paintings. You're looking at all that kind of stuff. It's like, don't you want people to be more creative rather than just doing the same stuff that everybody else does, and then if they don't pass a certain test, telling them they're a failure? Like, that's not going to help them.
We're a society of people, like, of people that want things rather than
experiences
or...
Yeah, but even then, it's like, and I mean, I know we've talked about the education system and we kind of went off rails, but, like, I'm thinking, like, also, like, in the sense of, they also don't teach you how to live in normal life. Like, they don't teach you how to do your taxes in school, which I don't understand. Like, why not? Why are they
Everybody
not telling you how to do
that?
You have to do it.
When I was in middle school, they taught us how to balance a checkbook.
Yeah. That's the thing is, they had enterprise
really like
stuff,
a thing these days.
Which, you don't have to worry about that. But I'm saying,
it's not
like
you're going to have a calculator wherever you go.
But even then, they only showed you that for a little bit. It wasn't like a whole thing. They should show you how to budget yourselves, how to pay for bills, how to do your taxes, how to do all that kind of stuff. Because that's stuff you have to do in life. Like, why are they just throwing you out into the real world to know how to do the Pythagorean theorem? Like, who cares about that unless you're a mathematician or you're going to study or you're going to teach math?
I've never in my life used algebra, but you know what I could have used a long fucking time ago was learning the unit price on a fucking price tag to say, this is 25 cents an ounce. This, I'm having a better deal here, then I'll buy this.
Right. Yeah. That's the stuff that they should teach you. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't. They don't tell you how to take out loans or how to do any. Like, they don't teach you how to just do regular everyday activities in school. Like, no, it just doesn't make sense. They just throw you out into the real world, and then you're supposed to learn. And I get, like, everybody does it. Everybody's supposed to do that. But that doesn't mean, like, we can't go back and, like, fix that kind of stuff.
Or another thing is, like, how to fucking eat. Like, everybody just assumes, like, just fucking eat anything we
want. No, if anything,
like,
it's counterintuitive to how they teach you in the cafeteria. It's, here's a pizza, here's some fries.
Yeah, they don't even do healthy stuff in the cafeteria.
Fucking the fucking school system.
They have soda vending machines in schools.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in school, I don't know if they still do.
Oh, no, they sure definitely do.
Well, I know that there's a movement for healthier snacks. Like,
well, I like you know, other places are doing that. Like, even Publix now, like, you know how they give away free cookies when you bring in your kids? Like, they'll give you a free cookie if you go over to
or fruit. If you
now they'll do fruit. Like, they'll say, like, you can have a piece of fruit. Like, you can go grab a pear for your kid. Like, that's that's, like, cool. Like, that's something different. Like, that way you don't have to do that. Like, if you want, like, hey, my kid deserves a cookie today because whatever.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to kids and healthy eating, like, when you're a kid, you can get away with eating a lot of junk food. This is my personal experience.
Right.
Because I feel like as a kid, your metabolism is, like, super quick.
It is.
Because, like, I mean, when I was a kid, I ate, like, a lot of junk food, and I was still, like, super skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm just,
fuck
like...
Fuck you guys.
No.
I'm just saying, like, maybe some kids, like, they don't really need to eat all that healthy.
Well, they don't I don't think you have to eat, like, super healthy as a kid, but you should eat healthier than, like, the school system allows for. Like, they do what's cheap. And that's what's, like, a problem, is they do cheap stuff, like fries, and then kids to eat only fries and drink soda for lunch every day at school.
Well, it's the cheaper, like, alternative. Healthy food is
expensive, which is another problem, but we've talked about that before, too. Like, it's just, I mean, I don't know. Like, just, I like how we went from
voting
to
we
got to
be more like Italy. They've just passed a law that says all the supermarkets... everything they're going to throw out, they have to give to or donate to.
Oh, no, you're thinking of France.
France.
Oh.
No, Italy just actually did that recently. So did they? It's okay. France and Italy now.
I think we should be more like Italy and shape the United States like a boot.
Yeah. Well, Florida's already there.
Yeah. Screw all the other stuff they're doing in their
basically
government.
It's like Texas and Missouri, Iowa.
We start shaping ourselves. No, we don't need you.
Just get rid of the others.
Florida's not really a boot. It's more like a penis.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we could be that tie on the back end of the boot that, like, you pull to put your shoes on, that little tab.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's a penis.
Like fucking Doc Martens or something.
It's a penis.
You know what kind of, like, it always struck me, like, you know, we live in the United States.
What, the Florida's
a penis? That's interesting.
Are all peninsulas like this?
Yeah, are all peninsulas penises?
Peninsula.
It's a peninsula.
It's a pizza pie.
It's a pizza pie in the peninsula.
We're Italy.
It's a pizza pie.
That wasn't hard at all.
We're not shaped like a boot. We're shaped like a dick.
Racist.
Why?
Racist.
No, I always wondered, like, you know, United States is kind of cool because, like, we live in the United States. We were born here. We're citizens. And we get, like, we get a lot of landscape. We do.
Yeah, we get a lot of shit.
You know what
shit.
I mean? We get, like, we get Florida. We get California. We get, like, the West Coast, like, mountains.
Well,
areas.
You, of all people, should know. You walked across America.
Yeah, and it was cool.
Wait.
Was
wait.
It?
Robert walked
across was it
America.
Cool?
It was pretty cool, guys.
You got to do a podcast on that.
Yeah, maybe, like, an eight-parter.
Like, an eight-parter.
How hilarious would have been. If, like, you got done with that walk and you'd be like, you know, on second thought, guys, that really wasn't that great of an idea. It was pretty boring. I don't really recommend doing that.
Oh, shit, guys, I left my keys in Washington.
Yeah, what a waste of 7 months.
Worst fucking 7 months of my life.
No, but I'm saying, like, people who live in, like, Iran. That sucks.
Iran, so that
like, that
I mean,
sucks.
People that live in Iran. That sucks, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, people who live in, like, Jordan or something like that. Like, they just get, like, you know, deserts and shit.
North Korea?
Yeah.
They'll be fine. They're
so you're saying we're lucky because we're diverse, like, in our landscapes?
I think our landscape is pretty diverse. Like, if you were born in Canada, like, you only get cold. You don't get, like, you know, that southern atmosphere.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the guy that's never been to Canada ever.
Hey, I've been to Canada. It was cold.
Okay.
Wait. When did you go to Canada?
No, I really did go to Canada. I went to Vancouver.
No, what time of the year did you go to Canada?
Summer.
Summer? Oh,
I mean, it wasn't cold. It was just cool.
Liar.
Okay, I'm just saying they don't get, like, cool beaches and shit. I mean, they get cold beaches.
And there are beaches.
They get beaches, but they're cold and
shit.
There
beaches in Canada?
Well, there's
water. Yeah.
surrounded by water, so I mean,
I'm saying, like,
you'd eventually run.
I thought it'd been too cold.
You're gonna run into at least.
I thought it'd been too
beach.
Cold. Yeah.
Why don't they count that as just one whole beach along the whole top side?
Yeah.
Hey, we have one beach in Canada.
Why
it's
is it
the
that
top
one?
Of it.
Yeah. North Beach. It goes that
ocean?
Way to that
it's
way.
It's all connected.
Yeah. What's all connected?
The oceans. Why is it just one ocean?
Yeah, that's another thing. Why isn't like North America and South America considered an island? But Australia is an island.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, because North America is way bigger than Australia.
Oh, so it's about bigness?
I don't know. Have you measured it, John?
Yeah. Have you measured it?
I'm pretty sure that it's bigger than...
Go get the tape measure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Go measure
Walk
it.
To New York.
Wait. I do carry tape measure.
Somebody get on Expedia right now. Let's check out the flights.
Okay. Type.
I mean...
$10.
Yeah.
Ding.
You guys ever look on...
Let's get you there.
You guys ever like go to like travel sites and see like what's the most expensive place you can try to go to? For me, it's like Australia.
Australia is expensive.
I was about to say Singapore.
The Maldives is expensive. I looked up that. It's like $10,000.
Yeah, don't you have to like take a plane and also like
Kyle's searching.
Like that.
Yeah. Kyle is searching.
Sorry.
Let me go on kayak.
Okay.
Kayak.
So what's the most expensive destination you can come up with?
Are you saying for flights?
From St. Petersburg, Florida. What's the most expensive?
All right, let's all pick a place that we think is really expensive and see who wins.
I think it's Australia. It's literally on the other side of the world.
John says Australia. I'm going to say the Maldives.
Wait. John says Australia.
Yeah.
I say the Maldives.
Hong Kong.
And then Nick says Hong Kong. Look up all those and then see which one's right.
And then get
right.
back to me on that.
Yeah. And see
who's
right.
From Tampa to Australia.
I don't even. Are there direct flights to all those places?
Granted, like, this is all
do you
depending
really want
on the time
a
of the day,
flight
too.
To Australia?
Your earphone thing fell off.
I'm great.
Oh, well. No, but that's the thing. Is like it also depends what time of year and stuff, too.
That's true.
But we'll just see right now what's the most expensive.
Like next day flight.
Next day flight.
Round trip.
Pre-check.
Wait, we're doing round trip or straight there?
I mean, it would have to be round trip because that's what we would most like.
Not if you move there. If you move to Australia, you're not coming back.
Let's just make a round trip.
Okay.
when do you want to...
Round trip.
Let's say we depart today. When do you want to come back?
Tomorrow. No, do a week later.
A week, yeah.
Okay, that's the 22nd.
Yeah, 7 days.
I'm assuming like a nonstop flight would be more expensive, so search for nonstop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're going to land in the
if
water.
If you can. Yeah. refuel. refuel in the Pacific.
Do you really want to take like a nonstop flight to Australia, though?
Wouldn't that be cool? Like, it's a nonstop flight.
I don't know if that's not an option.
But
it's
no.
like a 22-hour flight.
What if they like refuel like they do like in... Air Force One or whatever, where they had to like bring the jets in
this
and like hook up with the
this is sketchy
with the tubes.
Get off my damn plane!
Okay,
that was always the hardest part of that Top Gun game. You ever play that on NES?
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was like up, up, down, down, left, left, right, right. You failed, dead. I was like, what the?
That's because you're trying to do the Konami code.
No, yeah.
I couldn't. Like, oh,
yeah.
I got Contra confused with Top Gun.
Yeah.
Hadouken.
How
are
we doing
looking
over
up
there,
to Australia?
I'm looking. Well, I looked up Perth, and then I looked up Sydney. I won't find from Tampa to Sydney, Australia. It's just not finding.
Well, because there's probably
anything.
Not direct flights out of TIA.
There might not be.
Try New Zealand. I know that's not Australia, but it's close enough.
All right, let's see if I
did
can get
you know
New
that
Zealand.
Wasn't Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know Tasmania is not all either of those two?
Oh yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's devils down there.
Yeah. Hey, we mentioned them earlier, but there's going to be a new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was just announced.
Indy 5.
They're just going to...
2019.
They're going to kill him off.
Starring Shia LaBeouf.
To the ground, baby.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Like, don't bring Shia LaBeouf back. Maybe bring Karen Allen back. Like, I thought she was good.
No, just weird. We'll do the Transformer route. We'll just bring Mark Wahlberg in.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they got married at the end of... Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, so why wouldn't she be? She be back?
Yeah,
she her actress maybe didn't want to do it.
Yeah, maybe she just doesn't.
So
want
divorce.
Do it. Yeah. Divorce.
John Rhys Davies should come back. Like, yeah. I don't know why he wasn't in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Because he had better sense.
No, I thought he was.
Was he?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
Who? John Hurt was in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah,
he was the crazy guy.
I was talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Like
Sala.
Yeah. I thought he was.
Nerds.
For liking Indiana Jones?
Honestly, here's my thing. I like the Indiana Jones universe, but I really only like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I enjoyed the first three movies.
I didn't really care about the first three that much. Temple of Doom is my least favorite. I did not enjoy that one.
Yeah, Temple of Doom that much.
But
I enjoyed
Raiders
how
of the
dark
Lost Ark.
Got.
Yes, and that, I think maybe that's why, because when I was a kid, I was exposed to it, and it was a little darker than
Kalima.
Pretty much. I was like, oh, my God.
I don't know. Like, the short round, like, it's kind of weird.
I don't know, but yeah. You got to admit, that scene in the beds where Harrison Ford's, like, putting the moves on and goes in the other room. Oh, what's the actress's name that's...
She married Steven Spielberg.
That's her name.
Mrs. Spielberg.
Mrs. Spielberg. Yeah, Mrs. Spielberg.
Kate Capshaw. Kate Capshaw.
Okay.
No, Kate Spielberg.
All right, Kyle,
Capshaw Spielberg.
Do you have answers for us?
I have an answer for... This is according to travelmath.com.
Ooh.
Flying from Florida to Australia, round trip, cheapest airfare, $3,859.
Is that nonstop?
That is, I don't know if that's nonstop.
Did you say $3,000?
Okay. $3,000.
Okay.
Basically, rounding up, $4,000.
Okay. That sounds about right.
I already wrote down three.
All right, Nick, what was yours?
Hong Kong.
From Florida to Hong Kong.
Yep.
Hong Kong, fooey.
Hong Kong.
Wait, what makes you say Hong Kong is more expensive?
I got your picture.
Because you have to translate everything.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it's more expensive, because of translations.
I got your doctor
to take a picture.
And you picked the Maldives, Robert?
I picked the Maldives.
Is that even available? Like on a...
Yeah, that's why it's
so expensive. No, it's underwater now.
They have to build the fucking airport.
They were worried about... You know, flooding and everything like that. The water sea rising. That, yep.
The water sea?
I was going to say water rising, and then I decided to go sea, and then I went water sea.
Nick.
Yeah, what?
$3,301.
Oh.
$3,301.
That's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
All right.
Maldives.
That's expensive Australia, if you round up.
What is the Maldives? Is that like a country?
It's Maldives.
It's an island.
It's like
what
Maldives.
Else would it be?
I love islands, man.
Maldives.
The Maldives.
L.
Maldives.
It's the Maldives. With a Q. But they say Maldives. I believe that's
right. Drive from Florida to the Maldives. $3,750.
Ooh, that's close.
Ooh,
we were all genuinely in the
that's
ballpark.
Still pretty high up.
John is the winner.
Normally,
John
when
wins.
We do these things, somebody's like,
$200.
Yeah, exactly. I want to go to Fort Myers.
$201.
Yeah. How much is Dallas? Dallas, Texas.
I hear Fort Worth's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. $14,000.
Where's the Sarasota?
Yeah. How much did it get to the airport in Tampa?
Tampa International to St. Pete.
Where is Pinellas Park?
Let's just search around for a while.
How do I get to my driveway? I need directions too.
Like, honestly, once the flight is $3,000, do you even care about like searching around for like the like,
exactly?
The
it's like, oh, I'm already going to pay a lot for this.
Yeah,
fuck it.
I mean, that's not even including like hotel and like food and.
That's why when I looked up the Maldives because I wanted to go there, I knew like you have to take a plane to actually India, and then you take another smaller plane from India to the Maldives, and then you have to take either a boat or another small plane to like the different islands.
I imagine like the little Indiana Jones like graphic when like he's traveling and you see like the map and the red line. Robert's going to the Maldives.
that's what we say.
To find what?
When he gets there, he just runs away from a boulder.
Yeah.
Off the plane.
Into the water. Like,
yeah, boosh.
I don't even think they have boulders there.
As soon as he gets off the plane.
Yeah, I don't know what they would have there that I could...
Water.
Under. Right. Yeah.
Islands.
Discover. Islands.
That's where Atlantis is now.
Atlantis. Do you think... That would be kind of cool if Atlantis was a real place.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Sure.
I want an underwater.
What are you
stadium.
Basing that on, Nick?
Yeah. I saw that
video
mermaid,
game I played one time.
I saw that mermaid documentary on Discovery Channel, and they talked about that they may live there.
And I played Tomb Raider Underworld, so it's got to be true.
Yeah. It's got to be.
I saw it on the internet.
That's true. I also played Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. So
it's in the title.
The not very well known Indiana
that's
Jones.
A game?
Yeah, it was a game.
What?
Mm. Of course you would play it.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was fun. It was like a point-and-click LucasArts game.
I thought it was a side-scroller.
No.
It was a side scroller point.
I thought it was a real time strategy.
I thought it was just a movie.
Indiana Jones has to command his armies against the armies of the Germans.
Yeah, I thought it was like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah. command and conquer Indiana Jones.
He leads a bunch of samurai.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love Command and Conquer. I don't know if you ever played it, Nick, but those games were so fun.
Nick played it for a while.
Kyle and I used to port our Xboxes together, and
was it Red Alert?
No, it was Tiberian Warfare. Command and Conquer 3, Tiberian Warfare.
I wish real-time strategy games were like were still a thing.
They kind of are.
They're not as popular.
StarCraft is.
StarCraft, yeah.
Oh, Halo Wars.
Halo Wars came out. I thought they were going to do another one.
Well, the thing with StarCraft is that it was supposed to be the next big esport, and it was, but then it just like faded in the obscurity.
Which one?
StarCraft.
Yeah. Zerg Rush.
People play like Dota 2 and League of Legends these days.
Right. Yeah.
So. I'm not into that. Like, I want a good old military style.
I love Command and Conquer. It's gritty. It's simple.
I like Command and Conquer because I love StarCraft, but it felt a little bit too fast for me, especially if you're playing online. But Command and Conquer, it's just
Command
like
and Conquer was perfect.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I still have that for 360.
Yeah. So wait, you played Halo Wars?
Anybody? I played Halo Wars.
I played Halo Wars for a hot minute.
For like a second.
How do you play an RTS on a console?
It wasn't that terrible. Bad.
Wait a second. I played Command & Conquer on 360. That's all I ever known.
Wait, I said it wasn't that bad, and Kyle's like, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
At the same time, we both said
I don't know. I can't imagine playing an RTS on a controller.
I mean, it's not ideal, but I got used to it.
No, you get the right left buttons to cycle through. Yeah.
But I never really played them on PC, so I just had to get used to it.
Nick is talking about Command & Conquer, which was, for consoles, it was ported well because, you still had a lot of the options, and it was a little slower to craft.
Oh, of course it was, yeah.
But they made up for it. So I enjoyed Command & Conquer on the console. However, Halo Wars was bullshit. I feel like they dumbed it all down. It was really dumb, like a dumbed-down RPS.
And it was supposed to, like, you're supposed to survive on the fact that you were watching warthogs and ospreys.
Didn't that go through, like, development hell, too, or something? Like, I thought it went through some
problems. Didn't that come around right when 343, like, left?
Yeah.
It was something like that. Like, there's some issue with it, and that's why they kind of, something happened to it. I don't know if they shortened the game or they had to opt out
for a cheaper.
It got pretty good reviews, right?
I think it got decent reviews.
It got decent reviews because it's an RTS of Halo.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy it. Like it was a little too simplistic for me.
It was really simplistic.
I went straight back to playing Command & Conquer.
I mean, I beat Halo Wars just because I wanted to beat it, and I was kind of like I always play games for like the story and had like a little bit of story, not much.
You're a big Halo fan too.
I was, not
which
anymore.
Which is, yeah.
I haven't played 5 yet.
Which apparently wasn't that great from what I've read.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Halo being that game that's died now because
it's just like enough.
Yeah, have you guys seen that? There was an animated GIF that was on Reddit about a month ago of the ghost, a ghost blowing up in Halo 3 versus a ghost blowing up in Halo 5. And in Halo 5, it essentially just, like, you see it, like, about to blow up, and then it just blows up and vaporizes. But in Halo 3, you see it, like, it's going to blow up. It blows up, and then, like, there's parts going everywhere.
Spirals out of control.
And it's
immersive.
Yeah.
Well, I just remember in Halo 1, you couldn't even blow up the vehicles.
No.
There was a way of, we called it nicking when you took the tank and drove it backwards because then you couldn't shoot the guy.
Yeah, you couldn't shoot him inside.
You just had to learn how to drive your tank backwards.
Yeah. Because you could see his head sticking out because that's the only way you could kill him.
I fucking hated that.
Yes, I know.
That was awesome.
That's why I did it.
You could never fucking destroy the vehicles. That was the worst part.
That's why I hated vehicle levels.
Still, it's a lot of fun.
It was.
Oh, of course.
I miss those days. Oh. You posted a picture of...
Yeah, the waybacks.
Yeah. I think you were in that picture, too.
Was I?
Did you come to one of the Halo tournaments a while back?
No, it wasn't me.
No, it was another guy.
It wasn't
the guy
John?
That, like... Was
it Nick Bryant?
No.
No. Nick Bryant. I think it was the guy that, like, lived with you for a while, Robert.
No.
Yeah, was it your mom?
Yeah, it was that guy. No, he's talking about Richard.
Yeah, I think it was that guy.
Rizard?
Oh.
He was Korean.
No, he wasn't Korean.
Kyle, he was who are you thinking
of? He was
of?
Like Polish.
Yeah, he was
no.
He's whiter than you were.
Yeah. There's like borderline albino.
That's why I thought it was John. No, we didn't have no Asians living with us. not to make it. Yeah.
We're not to make it that kind of a thing.
Slow down there, Donald Trump.
We didn't have those Orientals living with us. Yeah. Like, holy shit. Wow.
I wouldn't want to live here anywhere. That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I thought it was John. I saw an Asian person in the picture, and he was far away.
That's what I was
from far away.
I swear you came to one of the Halo tournaments one
time. I think I would have remembered if it was John.
No, because you didn't know John then.
No, but it didn't, I don't know,
it just didn't feel like John.
It didn't feel like a John thing that he would be there.
But you would know if it was John. You know?
Trust me, when John's here, you know.
You want to fucking know.
I'm going to pull up the picture while we're talking.
I don't think it was John.
What are you going to do, some CSI level,
Yeah, I'm pretty much just going to zoom in.
Zoom in?
Yeah.
Enhance?
Enhance? I'm going to enhance.
It was definitely an Asian guy.
Yeah,
but
it's definitely
Asian. I can't remember
who. Oh, this is definitely a picture.
Yeah, this looks like a picture to me.
Wait, hang on.
Hold on. Let me zoom in.
Up on my side, too.
Definitely a picture.
Yeah.
I'm on Nick's Facebook. There it is. Maybe not.
It looks like the back of John's head little bit. No, it doesn't. It's not John, for sure.
Yeah, maybe that's not John. It kind of looks like the back of John, though. And he's even wearing a hoodie like John does sometimes.
Yeah.
John does a lot. That's Nick Bryant.
No, it's not.
It might be Nick Bryant. I don't know.
No, for sure it is not Nick Bryant. I already remembered him there.
Then maybe it's another dude. We had a lot of people.
Was that TJ's little brother, Thomas?
No.
We need to describe these people.
Yeah. I know. We're just kind of talking. This is
that
so interesting.
Well, the picture, for those of you wondering, shows a kind of a Halo.
These people don't give a fuck.
Going on.
Nope.
It was a Halo LAN party. Well, you know what's sad about the new Halo? It didn't come with an option for LAN.
And it's not a split screen co-op, I heard. Mm-hmm.
It has to be online.
It's all online now.
Yeah, that's why I didn't buy it. I was like,
it's the death of multiplayer,
dude. I
do believe this was Halo 3 too.
See, John, doesn't that look like you in the background?
Doesn't that look like you?
Like over here?
Why are we regressing with technology? I don't get it.
No, it's because they think that that's like what everybody wants.
How would he know what the back of his head looks like?
That's true.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
No, I remember that guy. I remember him. And he...
With a Polish guy?
It wasn't John. Okay. I just know that.
Yeah, it might have just been a stranger. Was that the guy who wanted to start a fight?
It was just a guy. No, that was a different
party. He was a good guy.
Party.
He was a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, different party.
That was a different party.
Yeah, Robert was.
That I wasn't even to. I wasn't even there. And it was my house. I wasn't at that party, but there was a party at my house.
That was the craziest shit, man.
God. Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Literally the craziest party I've ever been to. It was at your house, and you weren't even there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a Robert thing.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I was in Alaska.
All right. Have you ever heard this story, Robert?
Yeah. This is what I heard, and you can correct me, but...
this is at your house.
This was at my house when I was living with Tony.
Let's be as general as possible with the names.
All right.
With Tony.
Tony.
Okay, fine.
He lives at... No, okay. I'll keep everybody... I was living with three other friends, and I went to Alaska with my girlfriend for a week and a half or 2 weeks or something like that. And I guess they threw a party at my house because it was really my house.
Well, some of the roommates that were living with you threw a party.
Right. They threw the party, and then I guess they invited a bunch of people and tried to get as many people as they could. And a lot of people came, and then one of the people who was a roommate got into a fight with this one guy who he didn't even know. I guess he just came with somebody else. And then they got into a big thing.
It's pretty close.
And then they went outside and they were about to fight. But then I guess everybody's split up. And he said, you just need to go. I don't know, something like that.
Let me tell you exactly how this went down. Okay, so our friend who was living with you at the time, he invited a bunch of people for a party. And it seemed like it was going to be most of our friends and maybe friends of friends.
But definitely one-off,
definitely a one-off thing.
Yeah.
And by one-off, I mean, a friend invites a friend.
Right.
There's no friends of friends of friends.
Yeah. But this guy, he's the kind of guy that's fuck it, just have everybody come. We're going to have a good time. Who cares? And I understand that. So... I'm at this party, and there's a ton of people there, probably the most I've ever seen at a house party.
Mm.
And Everybody's having a good time. It's all positive. Nobody's fucking with anybody. Nobody's breaking anything. Everybody's just kind of hanging out, drinking, having a good time. I remember specifically one point, everybody's doing a shot, and there's all these people in the kitchen. Everybody's like raising the glasses to do a shot, and it was great. Mm. So in the back room of your place, that's where there was these beer pong tables set up, and everybody's up back there playing beer pong.
Right.
So me and somebody else, I can't remember who, were playing beer
pong. Was it Cody?
I don't remember. Me and another guy were playing beer pong against two other guys who I've never met before. They seemed like cool dudes. Didn't know them, but we were playing beer pong. And me being a little intoxicated, we were just doing, you know, the normal fucking around that we always do and just kind of being silly and all that kind of shit, assuming that it was all okay. So towards the end of it all, we're getting beat pretty bad. So I, being the asshole that I am, as soon as the ball comes back to me, you know, put the ball into the water, put the ball into my mouth, and then like, boom, like shoot the ball,
spits it at them
back towards them. Which, as an adult, I realized maybe that was a fucked up thing to do. But at that age, I was like, what, man? I'm just fucking around. This ball's been on the ground. It's been everywhere. Who cares? Who cares if I fucking put it in my mouth? Like, I just trying to fuck around. I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
This guy takes it the wrong way, gets up in my face, says, you know, hey, man, what the fuck? That was really fucked up. You know, what you did was stupid, all this, that, and the other. And kind of, you know, gets all up in my face about it. So at the time, when it happens, I'm thinking, eh, no big deal. But then I start thinking, I'm like, hey, wait, this is my friend's party. This is basically my home. This is my home turf.
Yeah, like,
he can't talk to me like that. So I remember specifically going outside with Nick and our friend Alex and the host of the party. And we're all like, this happened. We shouldn't allow this to happen. Like, they're fucking with me on our home turf. We need to get this guy the fuck out of here,
right?
You know, because the guy, the way he talked to me was very antagonistic, very like, I'm gonna kick your ass if you do that sort of shit. You know, that's fucking, that's
very, I think he used very Pinellas Park,
right?
Yeah, he used some sort of homophobic stuff. I was just fucking around, but regardless, we all have like a conference outside, like, okay, we're gonna get this guy to fucking leave, and like we all go as we go as a front, and then like. The next thing I remember is like everybody's in there, and then the host is like
off
in this guy's face, like, "Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of here!"
Oh my god!
Like, oh shit! Oh shit! So the guy leaves, and I think a little bit, some more shit was talked, but essentially he leaves, and then me, I get wind. The way the party ends is I get wind. They're like, oh, somebody's calling the cops. And I say, hey, everybody's calling the cops. And like a shitload of people leave. And like that was the end of that party.
All right.
Yeah. But oh, yeah. That's how that went down.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember like just being like, I wasn't like mad or anything like that. Like that
I would
day
be pissed.
The party.
I would have been pissed.
I was annoyed because, and like, I'm not going to go into this, but it was like right after I had a fight with some of my roommates because they threw another party for my girlfriend at the time. And like,
oh,
they
that's
were,
right.
And they yeah. were just throwing that because they wanted to do a party and it was at my house and they didn't tell me about it. So it was like right after that fight, then I come back and I find out about all this. And I'm just like, after that, I was like, I don't want to live with people anymore. They didn't even tell me about either party. And I'm like, this is my place. Like, I get yelled at when things get broken because it's like we were paying rent to my mom because she moved out and
oh,
got a condo.
Boy.
So I was like, after that, I was like, yeah, I'm done with this. And I remember it wasn't long after that everybody moved out.
Yeah.
I realized I just.
Great job, Robert. Roommates. You broke up the gang.
Yep.
Oh,
screw
boy.
That shit.
Robert breaks up the gang.
The
nobody
new
tells the
sunny
guy
Philadelphia.
His mom is like renting them the place. Hey, we're going to have a party.
Yeah. I was just like annoyed because they didn't tell me. I probably would have been okay with it, but it's like it was right after I just had a huge.
This is why I moved to Tampa.
Yeah,
you I literally really just like stepped there. Away from everything.
That was like were, huge. That was a huge thing then. Oh man.
I don't. Oh yeah, that was really, that was some times.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't want to relive that shit again.
Yeah, let's
I'm starting
on.
To think our listeners don't want to hear about our
Jesus Christ.
Our past troubles.
That was the craziest fucking. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, that was like our whole group of friends just like everywhere, but
yeah,
fighting. But yeah, okay. Anyways.
Anyways, fucking Donald Trump, hey?
Yeah.
So vote.
Oh my God, we're going to be living under Hitler too.
The sequel.
The sequel to Hitler.
Oh, wait, John said something before we are during the.
I did say something
about the Batman, Batman Superman.
Oh yeah, there's a apparently Batman versus Superman spoilers are already all over the internet. So if you cared about it in the first place,
we'll stay off the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be easy, right?
I'm calling that movie to be a train wreck. How
are they? There's no way that they're off the internet. Yeah, they have to be on the internet to hear this.
Yeah. Well, it's just social media that's really like the big mind.
Oh.
But it's like I don't know. I'm not I don't really care about Batman.
Like, if you click
Superman
on like one of those like weird memes on Facebook, like I guarantee you.
Yeah, something's gonna be up there.
Right.
Like, oh, Batman gets AIDS.
Hey. And now
that's how he
dies.
That's how he loses. Yep.
Hey, good way to bring it around.
Yeah. Would you sleep with him or would you sleep with Superman, but he's got terminal cancer?
I feel like I wouldn't have a choice either way.
Really? Yeah, they're going to fuck you either way. Yeah. They choose if they have sex with you. Yeah.
Wait, guys, spoiler alert. He gets me at the end.
Yeah. I definitely get fucked by Superman.
Sounds like a good movie.
Get fucked by Superman. Yeah.
I mean, that's how I fell at the end of Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, you got... Good one.
Anyway,
we definitely cracked the mics on that one.
Wait, what was the spoilers?
I
by the way,
them.
Spoiler alert.
You can go ahead and read them.
Yeah, he didn't read. I didn't.
Oh, I didn't read them either. Yeah.
Good.
Really quick before we leave, also Civil War released that trailer. Spider-Man's in it. Spoiler.
People are excited, yeah. But people knew he was going to be in it.
Yeah, they knew he was going to be in
you
it.
You got a new symbol. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I wish they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, they should have just
did you guys
it a
notice
secret.
Like. His eyes, like, are
they're
like
they're much skinnier.
They moved.
They moved, like Deadpool did.
Yeah,
like
that was
Deadpool's
weird.
Eyes. Like it was like, it's why did they move?
It's a bit off-putting for Spider-Man.
Oh, by the way, I saw Deadpool.
Did How you like it?
I liked that it was the content was different. You
right.
know, like it was you know, the guy he cursed. It was violent, and it, you know, it was self-referential, and it spoofed a lot of superhero movies.
Yeah,
I like those aspects of it. But as far as like the plot goes. It was really fucking.
It was really bland.
Yeah, it was pretty bland.
I felt the same way. Like I liked it for what it was, but there were some like things. That, like this plot was just like, meh. Yeah. It wasn't anything special. But like the movie itself was decent.
I think for Deadpool movie, they kind of hit all their.
They checked
targets.
All the boxes.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it definitely worked out, and it's actually surprising because usually movies that are released like earlier in the year aren't that good. So I didn't
Plus
have
it's
high
a rated
expectations
R
for
movie,
it.
So
a rated R superhero
movie.
Yeah,
but the thing is it's. Broke all the box office records for superhero movies, rated
yeah, it was
R or
like,
not.
Hey, it was
I think,
surprising.
I think that's well. It's, I think it's deserving at least. I mean, it was. I don't say it was a bad movie, but it was just like it was like.
It was entertaining.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
laughed,
entertaining.
There were some decent action scenes.
Yeah,
you know, and there was a lot of boobies. So
yeah, so that works.
Yeah,
yeah
we
was,
saw
I
we
was
saw an IMAX.
Entertained.
Yeah,
but they could have done better with right. the plot. Really,
could have.
Like if they did, like if they just would have just cut in and just like briefly explained his origin story and then like cut into an adventure of Deadpool's regular adventure, I'd have been totally in. I've been like, yeah, so this is great.
For me, it was like more like the action scenes were okay, but like the final fight and stuff like that, it was kind of just bland for me. Like compared to like all the other superhero movies.
Oh yeah,
you see.
I feel like we've seen better fights in this movie already.
Yeah, it was like I think like you know just watching like Civil War or like the trailer for Civil War, or, like just
the trailer
any,
for Civil War had more had
yeah
better
more
fights
action
than...
and fight
yeah, I
scenes.
Feel like it's gotta be tough if you're making a superhero movie these days because everybody knows like how the movie's gonna end. There's gonna be like this big fight.
Yeah.
So. By now, you got to figure out, like, okay, well, obviously we have to end this with a big fight, but how are we going to make it so, like, the audience is still entertained? Because
right.
they know it's coming. You know, it's tough.
I still wish they wouldn't have shown Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't think I mean, people knew he was in it. I think they should have just waited so then you're surprised when he does show up in
Yeah,
because
that would have been a great reveal in the theaters.
Yeah.
Because everybody's so impatient.
They're just trying to really oversell it. Like, they really want to. They're going up against Batman versus Superman. But I really don't think they have anything to worry about.
That movie's going to be a fucking joke.
Yeah. Dude, there's no way. I just don't think Batman versus Superman is going to be any good.
What if it's like the best superhero movie of the year?
No. I mean, I'll be happy if it's good. I just don't think it will be.
Kyle's like, that's not going to happen.
No, because like, look, they're going to shoehorn in a bunch of fucking characters that have never been established. They're making questionable decisions at casting with casting Jesse Eisenberg as fucking Lex Luthor and Ben Affleck as Batman. Yeah, I know he fucking directed Argo, but Jesus Christ, like, is he really that good as Batman?
I think they're trying to do like what they did with Dark Knight and Heath Ledger, where everybody was like, Heath Ledger can't be the Joker. So they're trying to do that with Jesse Eisenberg, and like, we'll really show them, like, we're going to go really crazy with, like, our casting choices and stuff. And, like, I don't know if it's always going to work that way.
And who's Superman?
Henry Cavill.
He was a cardboard box. Like, that's... He's so bland.
But to be fair, the character of Clark Kent
is a boring cardboard box.
I guess, yeah. That's true.
I don't know. I think the movie is going to make a lot of money, for sure. It's just...
I think it will. I don't think it's going to... I don't think it'll really do anything better than...
I'm predicting 40% of Rotten Tomatoes, maybe. That's probably, like, on the high.
I was going to say 50. 55?
Yeah, I'd say 50. Like 50, 55.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it
still gets
a
green squish,
if it gets... No, if it gets lower, I won't be, like, totally surprised. I just don't... Yeah. If it gets higher than 55, I will be surprised.
But a shitload of money. Like, it's going to make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it'll do more than Avengers, though.
No, probably not.
We'll I don't know. We'll see.
No, definitely not. Like Civil War is like the most highly anticipated movie in the last, or superhero movies as far as
it's been getting good reviews like before it's out too. So I'm excited.
Yeah, but like the advanced reviews have been really good.
It's a 2.5 hour movie. So
is Batman versus Superman.
Ugh.
They're both 2.5 hours.
That's not too bad though.
That's not for like how many people are in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man.
I'm gonna do a screening of it next week.
That's another thing. What? A Civil War?
No, Batman versus Superman.
Oh, that's coming out real soon, right?
Yeah, March 25th, I think.
I'm not interested.
I know. I'm going to do it just because I know everybody else wants to see it. I don't really care too much, but I'll do it.
Yeah, Civil War, I'll say maybe, but...
Yeah, that one I'll definitely do.
Batman vs. Superman is going to be I think that's going to be a train wreck. I'm calling that.
I'm watching it. Suicide Squad comes out too, right?
Yeah.
That has some promise.
Yeah.
We'll see.
In the same way that Guardians of the Galaxy did.
Right. I'm hoping it's
I was
good.
Genuinely and I approved of Guardians of the Galaxy though.
I liked it. I like Guardians.
I was turned off. Like I'll admit, like Guardians of the Galaxy when the trailer came out, I was like, fuck this. Another fucking superhero play. But then I saw the movie and I was like, oh, this is a great movie.
Yeah. I agree.
I think like but Marvel, I think, has the hang of it right now.
Yes.
Because Ant-Man was pretty good. Like, not even their movies that aren't that great, they're still decent.
The thing is I have a theory about movies like that, because I feel like Ant-Man really wasn't that good, but since it's Ant-Man and it wasn't terrible, they're like, it's actually pretty good.
I mean, it's possible.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ant-Man kind of went through development hell, because I think Edgar Wright was originally attached.
He was to direct.
The project started around the same time Iron Man 1 started.
Oh, shit.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been kicking around for a while.
Right.
Like, I think the plan was to have Ant-Man in the first phase of the whole Avengers, or he was supposed to be in Avengers 1.
Yeah, he was one of the original Avengers.
Yeah.
I believe.
So, I don't know. The movies don't turn out pretty well, though.
Yeah, but Ant-Man isn't cool in 2004.
No.
Yeah.
But
Ant's
now
are
he
stupid.
Is.
Yeah.
But now it's cool because it's conversationalism.
Honestly, I like Paul Rudd, like, even though he wasn't really like Paul Rudd, like he was still like, you know.
It wasn't as jokey as I was hoping, but it was still a decent movie.
You know, you can kind of tell where Edgar Wright wanted to go. Like,
right to the goddamn bank.
Yeah, get that money.
Yeah.
Oh, he still got paid for it, even though he wasn't attached to it at the end.
That's perfect. That's what I want to do.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I want to get paid for stuff that I don't do.
Hey, make me director. I don't want anymore, but I'm still getting creative licenses.
Yep.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Didn't have to pull your leg.
Do it. Wrap this shit up.
All right. Make sure you go to sharkdropper.com. We have so many podcasts. They're all there for you. We actually, you know what? We actually started doing voices. We have voices done for the first three episodes of Doppel Avenue Hurt.
Boom.
So that is being produced as I speak. And
right now?
Right now.
Right now we're producing it.
We're producing it.
While we do this podcast.
Oh, God, what am I supposed to be doing?
What do you think we've been doing this whole time, Nick?
Yeah. I'm over here fucking sewing and shit, getting the costumes ready.
Yeah.
But
for an audio.
You can hear the first two seasons right now. If you go to sharkdropper.com, you can listen to all those, as well as all the other podcasts. Nick and I do a sports podcast. So if you like sports, listen to Word of the Bay. We do a horror podcast. That's called the Horror Play Podcast. Of course. And then we do the top five podcast, which we should be releasing a new episode pretty soon. So
yeah,
stay tuned for did we release the top five? The most recent top five?
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
We haven't?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, that'll be out soon. Yeah. Anti-Heroes, right?
No, we did release that one. Or I think you released it.
Yeah,
who knows?
Somebody. Who fucking
knows? We'll figure it out.
Who fucking knows anymore?
Wow.
So, well, top five anti-heroes coming soon, and then probably top five Pokemon and a couple other ones. But you can listen to all of that on SharkDropper.com. And then don't forget to go to Patreon.com, which is on SharkDropper.com, right next to the home button. If you wish to support us in any sort of way, you can do that on Patreon. It only takes $1 a month, and you get some extra content. You unlock some bonus content, such as all of us singing Bohemian Rhapsody at Nick's wedding reception.
Woo.
Or, you know, me rambling on a podcast, or John and Robert and I doing swimming lessons, a David Schwimmer podcast, which we need to talk about the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay. Although I haven't watched it yet, so I need to watch it.
Or Bosom Buddies.
Schwimmer plays a great
Breastmen.
O.J. Simpson.
Breastmen.
Was it?
Yeah, Schwimmer plays a good Robert Kardashian. Although they pander to the Kardashians a little too much on that show.
David Schwimmer is playing Robert Kardashian?
Yeah, it's fucking
the
crazy.
The father of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally basically just David Schwimmer.
Just as David Ross. Schwimmer. Yeah. As Ross.
It's so Ross Geller.
It's Ross Geller as so Kim Kardashian.
So during the trial of O.J. Simpson, does he go up there and be like, we were on a break.
No, but there is this great... there's this great supercut of every time that David Schwimmer says juice in the show. I wish I could... Oh, man, I want to find it so bad. It's every time he's like, juice! Juice!
What the heck?
Wait, hold on. Is this it? Yeah, here it is. David Schwimmer says juice.
Did he say it?
This is hilarious.
There's a lot of dead air. A lot of dead air right now.
Oh, wait. You guys can't hear it?
No.
Oh, shit. All right.
We were waiting for you to hit play or something.
Yeah, still waiting.
Oh,
we thought it was buffering or something.
Well, you can plug that in to the end when you edit this, Kyle.
No, I'll just edit this.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That sounded great.
That was cool.
Great shit right there.
Funny.
God damn it.
Yeah. Sorry. All
right. It's hot in here.
Yeah, it's so hot in the studio.
Okay, guys, make sure you go to rate us and review us on iTunes, and then go to Blog Talk Radio to find all our podcasts. I think that's it, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We love you guys. Fuck, I can't believe you guys didn't hear. That was great.
Sorry.
Everybody started laughing when it started playing. So I was like, oh, everybody hears it.
That's because we're professionals, all right?
We're good actors.
Yeah.
I'll add it in afterwards.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. That was Shark Dropper for this week. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Nick.
See you guys. As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. 'Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, it was a shark. Shark.
We're above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark. Go, go, go.
The following podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.